This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. It's good to see everybody. I want to share with you just a short idea and approach to a subject in the parsha. The pasuk tells us, Perek Yud Beis pasuk Hey, Ve'es Hanefesh Asher Asu B'Charan. The souls that Abraham produced in Charan. Rashi says, he brought them tachas kanfei Hashchina. Abraham converted the men, Sarah converted the women. And it's considered like he made them. The source is in the Bereishis Rabbah, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Zimra. If the whole world would come to create even one gnat, they couldn't. They couldn't put a soul in it. And the pasuk says, "Yet ve'es hanefesh asher asu b'charan." So Rashi says the targum is the shabidula iraisa. He subjugated them to the Torah. The Zohar HaKadosh says, "Ilein gerim v'giyoros da askinu nafshayu." So apparently, Avram Avinu made a number of converts. Sarah converted a number of women. And what we have to ask ourselves is, what happened to them? Where'd they go? Whatever came of them? We don't really find any mention of them. Did they continue to be loyal to Hashem and the Torah? Did they disappear? Rav Menachem Mendel Mirimanov in the Sefer Menachem Tzion, in his Drush Shema on Pesach, he says, all those souls that converted, thousands, ten thousands, we don't know what happened to them. They were lost. Nothing good came out of them. Because since at first they were in error, and afterwards their emunah was not shalem, and they just disappeared in the melting pot of idolatry. Likewise, the Satmar Rebbe, Vayoyal Moshe, he says all these people, even though they followed the practices of Abraham, but they were not completely rectified, and the proof is that there was no remnant of them. They did not remain in Kedusha. He explains further in the Divrei Yoel in this week's Parsha that all of these Gerim that converted in the times of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they didn't have any continuity, because we find that when we went down to Mitzrayim, only 70 souls of Yaakov went down. And from these 70 souls came the whole future of Klal Yisrael. Why did Avraham convert them? It was to be misaking them, as the Shachal HaTorah brings. And Avraham Avinu did this as a tikkun for Adam HaRishayin. It's interesting. The question, though, is that if you look in the Sefer Chasidim, Simen Tav Tav Reish Tezvav, the Sefer Megadim Chadashim asks, that Avraham Avinu made many converts, but he didn't want to marry into them. And therefore, he went to look to his family, even they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, because they were modest. And they were Goyim Lechasadim, which implies that in the times of Avraham, at least in the days of Avraham, these Gerim were Gerei Emes. It's just Avraham Avinu didn't marry into them, but at least in his time, they had not gone lost. Now, the Satmar Rebbe says that this idea that the Gerim of Avraham disappeared, he says, we know this from Divrei Chachamenu Zal. Where exactly do the Chachamim, where do Chazal say that they went lost? The Megadim Chadashim says that this refers to the Perkei de Rabbi Lezer. And it's also in the Yalkut at the end of Lech Lecha, that all the Avadim that were circumcised with Avraham were Loi Niskaimu, not them and not their descendants. By the way, in our edition of Pirkei Rabbi Lezer, this line does not appear, because it speaks about the degradation of idolaters, and it seems, says Megadim Chadashim, that the censors took it out. The question, though, is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah at the end of Perek Aleph traces the history of Avodah Zarah and how Avraham Avinu stood up and he proclaimed in a great voice that there's a God, and he gathered people from city to city and from kingdom to kingdom till he came to Canaan, and there Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem. And he told everyone and he taught everyone until Avraham gathered thousands and tens of thousands of followers, the Haim Anshei Beis Avraham. And he planted in them this great principle. And he told Yitzchak. And Yitzchak sat and he taught. And he taught Yaakov. And Yaakov taught. Now, it's mashma from the Rambam that Avraham Avinu, he says explicitly he had thousands and tens of thousands of followers, and Yitzchak and Yaakov. So is that consistent with what we learned, that the Gerim and the students of Avraham Avinu all went lost and disappeared? So the Megillah Chadash makes a very interesting and important point. I mean, according to the Rambam, not only was Avraham Avinu Makariv Rechoikim, but the language of the Rambam is Yitzchak was Malamed, and Yaakov was Malamed. It's well known, Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Toldos, when the Torah discusses the wells that the Plishtim stopped up and Yitzchak redug, the wells refer to Gerim. Be'er, by the way, is Gematria Ger. And these Gerim, because they converted, were easily susceptible to reverting back to their old ways. So when Yitzchak redug the wells, it means Yitzchak re-influenced those Gerim who went back to their bad ways. This is what it means. Vayashav Yitzchak vayachbaras be'eros hamayim asher chafru bimei Avraham. By the way, the Rama writes the same, says in Megillah Chadashim in the Torah Sa'ola, that all the wells that the Avdei Yitzchak, that Yitzchak dug, were the Gerim that Avraham converted. According to that, even though Avraham Avinu had already influenced many, many people, but when we say that they went lost, they sort of went back to their bad ways. It's interesting, the Yismach Moshe, in his commentary to Tehillim on the Pasuk, Nedivei Amim Ne'asafu Am Elekei Avraham, he also mentions that Avraham Avinu was Machnas Tachas Kamfei Ashchina, thousands and myriads, but they all were disappeared, because only 70 souls came down to Mitzrayim. But the Gerim that stuck with Avraham, maybe they themselves were Nichnas Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, and maybe they were Yoresh Gan Eden, but not their descendants. So, the Yismach Moshe implies that the Gerim of Avraham, perhaps in the end, did remain on the straight and the narrow. But the Pirkei Avos Reb Lezer says, no, loy niskaimu, loy heim v'loy zaram. So the bottom line is, with all of Avraham Avinu's efforts, but nevertheless, the only influence that Avraham had that remained for generations were his own progeny. And that is our legacy and the legacy of Klal Yisrael, and a little bit of the history of what happened to the students of Avraham Avinu. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I hope to see everybody tonight. We have an amazing shir tonight about the biblical origins of the historic battle between Yisrael and Yishmael. Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a great day. Kol tov.
8:30.
8:30 tonight, yeah. Thank you. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.